Yeah, it's Mevorin Rishonim. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. We've spoken in other years about the significance of the Shabbos. Pashup Shat and Rishonim, the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol is because it's a really long Shabbos. You've all had to sit through Shabbos HaGadol drushas and speeches, so it's a long Shabbos for many of you. I don't want to go on with more drushas. I think you've probably heard enough to be able to all shittas to hear about in Yoni Pesach. Just mention that last week's parasha, Parashat Tzav, the Torah describes to us what the Kohen does when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen comes into the Beis HaMikdash, gets into his kahuna clothing, gets dressed up, and he takes out the garbage. He goes into the Mizbeach, and he collects the ashes that were left on the Mizbeach from last night, and he takes it out and removes it. So the Chovas HaLevavos asks, that seems to be a very strange thing. This is the job of the Kohen. He gets all dressed up, and all fancy and royal, to go out and take the garbage. To go take the garbage out. Seems to be very strange. So the Chovas HaLevavos writes that Kosh Baruch Hu did this bedavka. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted the Kohen to realize, before he starts his day, the Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash like he owns the place. I'm a Kohen. I'm royalty. I'm about to get dressed up in royal clothing and serve Hashem and be a great person. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to get to his head. Don't allow it to get to your head that you're greater than you think you are. So Kosh Baruch Hu, the first job you do is you get all dressed up and you go take out the garbage. To put you in a somewhat of a perspective of understanding your role in this world. You're here, yeah, you're a Kohen, you were born a Kohen, and that's why you are a Kohen. But make no mistakes that you are not, your greatness is not about you. It's basically the idea of not to say, it's not to think for a second that it's about me, my greatness, my abilities, my talents. That's the message, says the Chovas HaLevavos, the beginning of Parashat Tzav, which I think is a similar message throughout the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emunah. And the reason why some of us have difficulties with Emunah is because we always think that we're the ones in charge. The reason why it's hard to believe in a master plan, it's hard to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wants and wills, is because we always think that we're running the show. We're the Balei Dvarim. We're the players. If a person realizes that he's not the players, it's not about him, so Emunah becomes somewhat easier. It becomes a lot easier to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the show. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach is Mavor Meni Svarim. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach was the Yom Tov of Emunah. So when Klal Yisrael learned and understood this lesson, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's really running the show. Maybe that's the pshat why we always have a Shabbos before Pesach. Shabbos is the ultimate lesson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the show, because on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, close your shops and don't work, and we don't go to work, which makes very little sense from a logical, economic point of view. It's very hard to tell someone who wants to make money and be successful in business to work a six-day-a-week. It's not going to work. Today, Baruch Hashem, it's a little easier, but back in the day, this was a very difficult thing to do. So Emunah really dictated a person to say to himself, where do I think the money's coming from? It's coming from Hashem. So if Hashem is the one who tells me not to work, so I have to trust in Hashem. The problem that we have is because we start to think we're the ones running the show. That we think we're the players. So maybe that's the pshat why we always have a Shabbos before Pesach, because Shabbos is one of the highest levels of Emunah. And that really prepares us for the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is all about Emunah. The whole Yom Tov, the whole Nisim and the Floyd, the whole Sibis Mitzrayim, the whole Lo Pesach, the whole experience of Pesach is just to come to this realization of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So that could be pshat and why there's a special Shabbos before Pesach to prepare us for the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. Okay. Today's shir is Le'ilu Nishmas. Achse Basimei. Achse Basimei. Who's your side is today, Mr. Shem, today's learning should be an Ila for his Neshama. I'd like to discuss a topic today which is not so discussed. It's really more relevant to Erev Pesach than it is to Pesach itself, but we'll see how some Ishailas from this sugya are relevant to Pesach, and one element of the sugya was relevant to last night's Ma'ariv. It was a tumul last night Ma'ariv to save Inayim or not to save Inayim. We'll see why it's dependent upon today's sugya to how to understand the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. There's a Mishnah Psachim at the beginning of the fourth parak. The Mishnah writes, "Makim shenogu lasis malacha b'avi psachim." If you have a community that has a minhag to do malacha on Erev Pesach at chatzos, up till chatzos, zok the Mishnah, oisin, do it. Which means if you find yourself in a community that the community's minhag is to do malacha on Erev Pesach after up till chatzos, you should do malacha. Which means this is what we know today as minhag hamakim. You follow the minhag of the place. So the Mishnah clearly stating that if you have a place that does malacha up till chatzos, you're allowed to do it. Makim shenogu shloi lasos. However, if you find yourself in a community that does not do malacha up till chatzos and erev Pesach, hey, no, you sin. Then you're not allowed to do malacha. So this is the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak, is introducing us to a concept that there were some places that didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. We don't know why, but it wasn't a halacha. If it would be a halacha, it wouldn't matter where you go. You gotta keep halacha wherever you go. It's clear from the Mishnah that this was a minhag. And therefore, because it's a minhag, it goes town by town. That's the way the minhag works. The question is, why would there be such a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos? Again, the Mishnah never says a word about after Chatzos. We all know, from a halachic point of view, there's something wrong with doing malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah here is discussing strictly before Chatzos. What would be so wrong if a person wanted to go to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos? Again, Chatzos this time, this year, is around 1 o'clock p.m. Right, so if a person wants to work a short day, he wants to work from 8 a.m. to 1, what would be so bad? What bad can it be? How much is going on at that during those hours? So Rashi writes on the Mishnah something important. Why shouldn't you do malacha? So you shouldn't get busy with work. And you're going to forget to burn your chametz. Okay, that makes sense. Since the Sreifas HaChametz takes place in the morning, before Chatzos, if you're going to go to work from 8 to 1, you'll forget to burn Chametz. Chametz needs to be burnt at the fifth hour. So therefore, we're afraid that if you're going to go to work, you'll forget to burn the Chametz. Okay, just to remind everyone who, when we did Zmanim for 4 weeks, I think we did Zmanim 4 weeks on Tuesday nights, it's Kedai to Chazet some of those shurim, because you're going to be sent with shul emails about when everything starts in Erev Pesach. There's two major prohibitions in Erev Pesach. The Soif Zman Achilas Chametz and Soif Zman Bir Chametz. Two separate Asurim, which happen at two separate hours. Soif Zman Achilas Chametz, I believe, is the fourth hour, and Soif Zman Bir is the fifth hour. So all the shuls are going to send out two Zmanim. They're going to call it the Magen Avrams and the Vilna Gaons. That's completely incorrect. The Magen Avraham never weighed in at all on such a shayla. The Magen Avraham only weighed in on Kriya Shema. It's a complete misnomer. People do it all the time. They say the Magen Avraham is man for plag. The Magen Avraham never picked a man for plag. He only talked about Kriya Shema. So that's Tamazay a misnomer. Secondly, they're going to send you the Magen Avraham's man. They're going to send it the incorrect man. They're going to send to you the 72 minutes after the 72 minutes before Nate's man. That's probably also not correct. You should probably be using the 16.1 degrees below the horizon's man. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at your shul's manim, which what they're sending you. If you want to get a better idea, if you go to my zman and they give you a little bit of a better understanding of what you're looking for. But it is a very big machloikis. Do we go with the Magen Avraham, who's the earlier zman? Or you go with the Vilna Gaon, who's the latest man? It's not so poshut. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Echos Pesach, you should be machmir to go with the Magen Avraham's shir for both Sreifa and Achila. But there are plenty of places, many shuls, many communities that only put down the Vilna Gaon's man. We're talking about a difference of about an hour. I don't know if it's about an hour, but there's a difference, a significantly different amount of time between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. Again, these are only the Rabbanans. We spoke about in the Shir about Kriya Shema, which is a Deraisa. But for those people that use the Vilna Gaon for a Deraisa, I don't see why you can't use the Vilna Gaon for a Rabbanan. If you don't get up early to say Kriya Shema because you're Samech on the Vilna Gaon, and that's a Deraisa, you should be able to use the Vilna Gaon for Chametz also. But that's just something to keep in mind. So when you're looking at the various Zmanim, and you'll wonder why one Zman is this and one Zman is that, that's because they're either using Magen Avraham versus the Vilna Gaon, or B, they're using two different Magen Avrams. There's two different ways of calculating the Magen Avram. One way is using a 72 minutes, that Alois HaShachar is always 72 minutes before Nates. The other way of using it is degrees, which is 16.1 degrees. In my opinion, I think that's the more correct way to use it. It comes out for Kriya Shema. We mentioned this before. It comes out about 4 minutes earlier for Kriya Shema. If you want to be makbid for Kriya Shema, it comes out to be 4 minutes earlier this time of the year. But in any case, refer back to my Zmanim. They will give you all the proper Zmanim that you need to fit your halachic tastes. In any case, so we have worried about bir chametz. That makes sense. The next line of Rashi is hard to understand. Ushchitas haPesach. You're worried if you go to work up till Chatzos, you may come to get caught up at work and you won't bring the Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach before Chatzos. It's awesome. Not allowed to bring it till after Chatzos. So if this Mishnah is explained to me why I'm not allowed to go to work before Chatzos, because I may get caught up at work and not bring the Karban Pesach. I'm not even allowed to bring the Karban Pesach at 11 o'clock in the morning. So what's Pshat and Rashi? So that's question number one. But then you continue to read Rashi. So Rashi, if you tikkun matzah, preparing the matzah, what are you doing to the matzah? You're opening the matzah boxes, making sure they're shleimim. That takes about 10 minutes tops, depending on how many boxes of matzahs you have. Why did that take so long to open the matzahs? The tikkun matzah? What does Rashi mean when Rashi says v'tikkun matzah l'tzarech halayla? So we'll see hopefully later that Rashi is l'shi tosoi to what Rashi held and many Rishayim held, many Ashkenazic Rishayim held, that you're not allowed to bake matzah that you're going to use for Lel Seder until after Chatzos. What we know today in the Chassidish world is Erev Pesach matzahs. It's not a Chassidish invention. It's actually a very Litvish invention by Rashi and many other Ashkenazic Litvisha Rishonim, that not only did they hold you, it's a chumrah, they didn't hold it, not only did they say it's a nice thing to have it, they held you not yotze. You're not yoitza with the matzahs we use today. If Rashi lived today and he saw what we do, we mass produce our matzahs, he'd be very disappointed. He would say, you're not yoitza matzah below seder with matzah that was made before chatzos. We're going to have to see what the basis for that is. But that's, so that might be pshat and Rashi. The shitase, we're not talking about opening the matzah boxes, we're talking about actually baking the matzah. But l'chayri Rashi is a little hard to understand. Then Rashi ends off, the mitzvah l'tshoyach miboid yoyim kdei lahasev maher. Then Rashi sounds like his closing argument is Tamazay. Every prep of Pesach that can be done earlier, do it earlier. Why? Because we want to start the Seder as early as we possibly can. We grab the matzah Pesach so the kids shouldn't sleep. This is a bunch of different ways of reading that Gemara of Chaitfin. Some people know that this is the Makar for stealing the Afikoman. Chaitfin means to grab the Afikoman. The reason why we steal the Afikoman is to keep the kids awake. Many Achrayim are very against calling it stealing the Afikoman. That's not exactly the best chinuch to teach your kids to steal things. We don't want to raise a generation of Ganovim. So you don't call it stealing, you call it grabbing. Okay, that's a Machloikis contemporary Achrayim. So Rashi's learning that the reason why we want to do all the Pesach prep before is because we want to start the Seder as soon as possibly can. This is another issue that I find interesting in many of the shuls, especially the shuls that say Halal Leil Pesach. So what ends up happening is they start the Seder a lot later than they need to. Because if you know that you're in a shul that has Halal Leil Seder, so you know you're not getting home till much later. The halach is, you're not allowed, we'll talk more about this Mitzvah Shem Tuesday night. The halach is, you're not allowed to start the Seder till Tzeitzei Kechavim.
Is it the Seder or the Kiddush?
Well, the Kiddush, you know, you can sing Kaddish Orchaz, that's all fine. You can, again, and this is, again, I've been to Sedarim where I've seen people come home and it's way after Tzeis, and they first start thinking about where the pillows and where the Haggadahs and where's the wine. You sit down, you're starting your Seder at 10 o'clock. It's completely not correct. It's really not right. You should be starting your Seder at Tzeis Kechavim. I think Tzeis Kechavim comes out to be the most machmir shir is around 808, 810 in this part of the world. 810. That means 810, the father should have the becher in his hand with the cup full, ready to start Kiddush. Because again, if you start your Seder 8:10, there's no reason why you can't conclude your Seder, the whole Seder, by Chatzos. The Iker Halach is, right, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, because you're supposed to finish, not only the Afikoman, you're supposed to finish Halal and all Dal Kaisis before Chatzos. It's not crazy. If you start at 8:10, Chatzos is about 1 o'clock. You should be able to get it done by 1 o'clock. It's because we don't start at 8:10. We start at 9, we start at 9:30. I don't understand it. And what bothers me is that Halal Pashtis, the first night of Pesach, in theory, you could daven mincha bizmanoi, start Ma'ariv right away. The rabbi doesn't have to speak. You can start Ma'ariv right away. Then you'll put up a nice bal tefillah for Halal. By the time he's done singing all of Halal, and you've done greeting, you know, gedantiv to the rabbi, and you get home, you could be home by 8:10. I don't see why you can't do that. So instead you see shuls, they call mincha for right before shkia, and then the rabbi speaks to 7:40, then they daven Ma'ariv till 8 o'clock, then they put up a bal tefillah to sing Halal as if he's giving a concert. You finish Ma'ariv 8:30, you get home 9 o'clock. There's no reason for it. It's absolutely not correct. So maybe you'll tell me, Halal needs to be recited after Tzeis Kechavim. It's not true. Halal does not need to be recited after Tzeis Kechavim. It's before, it's not like that. So again, I don't understand why shuls do this. I think it's clearly not what Chazal wanted. As Rashi's pointing out, the idea of Leil Pesach is to start the Seder as soon as possible, so all Pesach prep should be done before. So according to Rashi, the reason why you're not allowed to do Melacha before Chatzos, we're not talking about in the afternoon, we're talking about before Chatzos, is so you should be available to take care of all the Pesach prep and you shouldn't get caught up. Pashtus, this is a Derabbanan. This can't be a Deraisa. There's no Deraisa involved. This is all Derabbanan. The Rabbanan were afraid, this, that, and the other. So it's a Derabbanan. There's a Gemara on the next Amud in Psachim, number 3. The Gemara asks a kasha. My iri avi Psachim, why are you discussing Erev Pesach? I feel the Arvi Shabbos of Yom Toivim Nami. This din of not doing Malach on an Erev something is not unique for about Pesach. It's any Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom if you're not allowed to do work. It's a braisa. If a person does malacha on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov after mincha and onward, now there's always two choices what mincha can mean. It can either be mincha gedoyla, which is very early, so like 1:45, or it means mincha ketana, that's the mincha right before shkia. So that's a machloikis. The Shulchan Aruch brings down two shitas what this mincha refers to. Most people assume it means mincha ketana, the mincha right before shkia. Zag de braisa, eina roya simin bracha. You're not going to see anything out of that work. A person goes to work on an Erev on Friday, and he puts in all those hours after it hits Mincha Gedolah, after it hits Mincha Ketana, he's not going to see any bracha from that money. That money's going to go somewhere else. He's going to spend, you know, the 2 hours working and bringing home whatever money, that's going to go straight to something else, and he's not going to, the business deal's not going to work out, he's not going to see any bracha from it.
What time is Mincha Ketana?
Mincha Katana is closer to Shkia. It's later on. I forget how you calculate it.
How much more can you possibly do? Yeah.
No. It's not 10-15 minutes. It's a significant. It's about an hour, probably, depending on the time of the year. This time, you can still crunch in some time. Again, we at a different time, we'd have to discuss more this halacha, which happens to be a fascinating shayla about doing malacha on Erev Shabbos. In the winter, it's not so relevant. In the summer, it's a little bit more relevant. People stay out longer. It's a longer day. You want to get as much work you can get done, but we'll have to see what you're allowed to do. But that's not for today. Today, we're just going to focus on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, it's always awesome. So the Gemara, no, hasa mina mincha l'malah hudasa. Yeah, on a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Yom Tov, it's only asa from mincha l'malah. Some will come mincha loy, but around mincha time it's mutter. Hacha mechatzois. Over here, the prohibition starts from chatzois. Where do you see any prohibition starting from chatzois? The Mishnah was talking about before chatzois and minhag. Now you tell me there's a din of malah d'malacha after chatzois. Where did that come from? So Rashi's bothered with this kasha. Rashi speaks out, number four, my ear ye avi psachim diktoni ad chatzois b'minhoga, from the fact that the Mishnah keeps on reminding us that an Erev Pesach up to chatzois is minog. So the diag is, and past chatzois is what? So the mashmois was that the minog was before chatzois, after chatzois also. So you see Zogt Rashi from the Mishnah that after chatzois becomes prohibited. So Zogt Rashi, the chatzois will all an osir. So v'lom, the Mishnah chatzois, why do you have to talk about chatzois lashmin and hachdiyuka? Ha'kol arvi yom tovim masiri. Every Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do work. To which the Gemara answers, no. Every Erev Shabbos, you have to stop at mincha. Here, you have to stop even early, you have to stop at chatzois. That's one answer. Back to the Gemara for a second. Inami, hasam simen barachu d'leichazi. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, if you go to work, you won't see any positive from this money. Avos shemute lo mishtamtinale. No one puts in chayrim for it. Hacha shemute nami mishtamtinale. Put in chayrim. Person gets in big trouble if he goes to work Erev Pesach after chatzos. So now the obvious question is why? What is so bad to do malacha Erev Pesach after chatzos? Again, this Friday after 1 o'clock, it's what's going on? Right? By then you already burnt your chametz. You can't eat chametz. You can't eat matzah. You can't even eat kibroxed, right? You can't, mamish can't eat the very, very little things you can eat. So the only thing you could, might as well go to work. Well, what else are you going to do? And the kids are all home from school, right? What else are you going to do? Take a nap, maybe. Well, what else? Why can't a person do malacha? It seems to be very strange. Yesh Lodon, and this is a big discussion, in Rashi. When Rashi was coming to explain the Mishnah, was that only for the before Chatzos point? Or was that Rashi was also coming to explain after Chatzos? It's not clear in Rashi. Again, the Divir HaMaskel of Rashi was on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing before Chatzos. But is it possible that Rashi's reasoning can apply to after Chatzos as well? It's possible. Yesh Lodon, if that's what Rashi holds, but it's possible. Taisvis comes along over here with a whole different mahalach in the sugya. Taisvis in number 5 starts off like this. Oymeri b'shem riva, demifarish b'yushalmi. Taisus comes to understand why exactly am I not allowed to do malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos? What is so bad? What is so chomer about this day? So he says it's a Yushalmi. Now we'll see Bli Neda on the second page that Taisus is quoting the Yushalmi the way he learned the Yushalmi, which is what I always repeat here. Never trust the way we shine and bring down Gemaras or Yushalmis. They generally have a spin on it. So we'll see in a few minutes that the way the Yushalmi is brought down in its version in the Sefer in Yushalmi. But we'll go with the way Taisus brings down the Yushalmi. He quotes the Yushalmi that says, Ma'ishna Arvi Psach Meshayim Tovim. Why is it taka that on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to work mechatzos and onward, but on Erev Shabbos and Erev Sukkos I could? Emphad Yushalmi mishum dezman haPesach mechatzos ve'elach, because Erev Pesach after chatzos is unique. What's unique? Because that's the time they used to bring the carbon Pesach. Okay, fine.
That's, that was only Erev Pesach Shabbos that they brought that early.
No.
Usually like six and a half.
No,
hours.
You could bring the carbon Pesach Erev Pesach. That's the earliest you could bring it.
Right, but it was rare that they actually brought it there.
That's true, but that was at least the Zman. Right, the Zman HaKrevas Karim Pesach was from Chatzos to Laila, and then they ate it at Laila. So Zog Taisis, that was the time you could be in the Karim Pesach. Okay, so what? Very nice. That's the reason why now I go to work. Zog Taisis, V'lo Yochit Kamar Hasam, B'Shayim Moshe Shana, B'Yem Shemevi Karim Aser, B'Melacha. What about a Yochit? In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if I wanted to bring a carbon one day, so I wouldn't be allowed to go to work the day I bring a carbon. It seems very hard to believe. Says Yushalmi Mefarish Hashem Mishum Deroyu LaHakiv Mishachris. Yeah, if I want to bring a regular carbon, let's say I decide one day I want to bring a carbon Shlomi. I'm in the mood. I want to build my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I read through Parshas Vayikra and Tzav. I got motivated to bring a carbon, so I go down to Yerushalayim and I buy a carbon. I bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and then I'm done. By 10 o'clock, I want to go back to my office and go to work. I got to pay for the carbon. It was expensive. It was a big animal. I want to go to work. So you tell me I'm not allowed to go to work. Says the Yushalmi. Yeah, that's because you brought the carbon and now you're done. But here I'm not allowed to do anything until after Chatzos, so I'm bound by Chatzos. So after Chatzos, I'm not allowed to go to work. Because it says in the Torah, you bring the carbon Pesach bein arba'im. Uparich, the Gemara has a kash, the Yushami has a kash, Imkain, Karbon Tamid. And every single day there were two karbanas brought on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael. The Karbon Tamid was brought on behalf of all of us. So I understand, if there's a rule that when a carbon's brought, I'm not allowed to go to work, how were we ever allowed to go to work? We should have to all stay home every single day, and well, no one should go to work. That's the answer. Im kein karmit tamit shul l'chol Yisrael v'kar b'chol yoyim yeh b'chol yoyim asa b'malacha. We should never be allowed to go to work. U'mishani shani tamit shat teiru haitziu min haklal. It's like Tyson, no. The teir is the exception, the tamit is the exception. Why? D'chsiv asafta d'ganecha. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says you're supposed to gather the grain. The Gemara in Brachas uses this pasuk as the makor that he's supposed to go to work. Everyone's supposed to go to work. The Torah says so. It's time to say, what's behind the pasuk? The Torah is telling you, if you're going to gather your grain, of course you're supposed to gather your grain. If you want to have food, you gather your grain. So the Gemara learns from this pasuk, Vasav de Ganecha, Tzitziva, you're supposed to go to work. That's when the Gemara over there in Brachas has a kasha. What happened to the pasuk of Vigisa Bayom of Alayla? You can't do both. So the Gemara has the famous machloikis, Tanoim, how to get around it. Okay, definitely not for today. Big conversation piece. I've got to spend many weeks teaching it to my Talmidim in Yeshiva, and we ended up coming out that the halacha lemaisa is probably supposed to be Vasav de Ganecha. That's probably the more correct way to spend your day is working and being kevei itim at other times. Although it's a machloikis in the Gemara, if you look in Rav Rishonim, the pashtus of the Gemara is that that's probably more correct. But okay. You say that too loud, you'll probably get into trouble, so we're not going to say it too loud. Okay. Zakti Apostle, Vasad Ganachavim, call Yisrael Yeshua Batalim, Mi Yasif Lam Daga. If everyone's going to be sitting around, not doing malach, who's going to fulfill the Pasuk? Fine. So Zakti, that's the end of the Yusham.
Is this different than the mission of all the right?
Right, so we need to figure out why is bringing a carbon a contradiction to working? I bring my carbon, good. So let's say I'm a Zaris. So I wait till, I'm sure in Klai, so we had back then, like we have today, two groups of people. Those people who do everything right away, those people at the last minute. I can imagine, like, the basic midrash is trying to close up, the client want to go home, and there's some guy running and screaming, I still didn't bring my carbon yet, hold the doors open. That's not a new problem. So let's say I was a Zaris. I brought my carbon at 1:02. I'm done, I'm finished, I can't eat anything till Lila. So why can I go to work now? It's 1:05, I brought my carbon. Yusham is not explaining anything. He's saying, because you bring a carbon. Okay, fine. Why is that a reason not to go to work?
But davening is in place in carbon anyway. We have that issue every day in theory.
Okay, so we'll have to first understand why exactly bringing a carbon is a reason not to do malacha.
But, could you be chayav to the carbon seed or the carbon yafet?
With regard to? Well, again, it might depend on why there's an issur malacha because you're bringing a carbon. Taisis does not help, at least in lomdus, I don't see how Taisis helps us. But this is very important. And for Taisis, umash mahasam demidaraisa asura. Zog Taisis, the prohibition of doing malacha erpeis after chatzis is an issur deraisa. It's a deraisa, unbelievable. Venira says Taisvis, the af bizman azed deleka akrava. What about today? No one. We hope and pray that we should get to bring a carbon Pesach this year, but as of now, it doesn't look like it. Zok Taisvis venira the af bizman azed deleka akrava. Even though today we're not going to bring a carbon Pesach, kima sheneser oz asal oilam, we still will not be allowed to do malach erev Pesach after chatzis, and it might even be deraisa. Unbelievable. It might be going to work and erev Pesach after chatzis might be an iser deraisa according to Taisvis. Now, there's a couple of questions on this two lines of Taisvis. Question number one is, where does the Torah say anything about it? It's not brought down in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah, Loisasu Malacha Be'er Pesach HaChatzos. That's question number one. Question number two, which other Acharyim deals with, Basha Weiss deals with a lot in his Sefer Menachasash HaMsachim, he says, this sounds like, Kol Dover Sheb Minyan Ein Yochel Bezin Levatel Elem Kein Godol B'Chochmo B'Minyan. Frank to Basha Weiss, we don't say that by Dereisus. That's a Derabbanim term. When you have a Mitzvah Derabbanim, you have a Din Derabbanim. Let's, for example, you have something like Mayim Megula. There was a din derabbanan, you're not allowed to drink water that was left open, because maybe a snake put its venom into it and it's dangerous. So everyone tumbles about, it's not negated today. So the answer is, it's too bad. Din derabbanan are not thrown away. If the reasons fall away, you have to keep them in place until another greater bezin overrides. That's by derabbanans. We're talking about a deraisa. You never say that by a deraisa. You say that if a deraisa is in place, if the reason falls away, we still keep it. That's just not true. If that would be the case, then it should come out that mora b'zmanazeh should be deraisa. Mara in the times of the Torah was deraisa, and that's because it had a carbon Pesach, and now we don't have it, only derabbanan. So what? Once it's deraisa forever. We don't do that by deraisas. So why would Taisus do that over here? And many Rishayim disagree with Taisus. Many Rishayim say, no, not so fast. Bezman Azed, the Issa would be derabbanan, but when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, it will be in the deraisa. So going to work, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Bezman HaMikdash is deraisa, Bezman Azed is derabbanan.
If Ismalach is linked to the carbon, then why wouldn't you say if the carbon goes away and then the Issa goes away?
You would. Taisa is saying you don't.
Well, okay, the other thing is, even though we don't bring the carbon Pesach, doesn't mean that halachically we can't bring the carbon Pesach.
Well, again, it might.
The carbon pesach was brought after the korban.
It might depend on why the korban is the reason not the melachah. Still, again, we're still in very early stages of understanding. But that's what comes out from Tosfos.
What can you say? Tosfos is saying that that is the rabbanon still.
What?
Could be the rabbanon. So, and even if you want to say it's not the rabbanon, the rabbanon, we still have this.
No, but the end of Tosfos sounds like he's reading. He's assuming that bezman is. If you ask Tosfos, sounds like it's the rabbanon. Very hard to believe. Many rishonim disagree with Tosfos. Many rishonim think that bezman is there. It's only the rabbanon. But again, let's just. Take the reason of Tosfos for a second. The reason of Tosfos is clear that it has something to do with the bringing of a carbon. The carbon is a siva for Nesa Malach. Okay. Let's go back to Rashi for a second. Tosfos is, we'll get to Blinet, but let's talk about Rashi for a few minutes. What does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold of this Tosfos? Or does Rashi hold that the Issa Malach and Erev Pesach is because of his reasons, both before and after Chatzos? Again, Rashi now has an issue on his hand. Rashi gave you a hostical Torah to explain before Chatzos. Do those reasons apply for after Chatzos as well, or after Chatzos, Rashi agrees to Tosfos? So if you look in the Ritva, it's Kemat Meforish. The Ritva writes, Pirish, O mechatzos ve'elech einay tali b'minag. Zog the Ritva, the whole Mishnah Psachim is only before Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's not minag. Ela min hadin aser. Okay, that's what we saw from the Gemara. Zog to Ritva of Hatam Pirish Rashi, and Rashi says, Lefish yesh lo treach bin yamatsu, mar shetehele muchenes lechashtech shach la'alter. Then he quotes the Rashi. So the mashmois of the Ritva is that Ritva learned Rashi, that Rashi's reasoning was applicable for before Chatzos, and after Chatzos. So he learned our Rashi was going on both times, before Chatzos and after Chatzos. If you look carefully at what the Ritva did, he changed Rashi. That's not what our Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say anything about matzah and mor. Rashi says about burning the chametz and bringing the korban pesach. He kind of changed a little bit the words of Rashi. Now, it could be the reason why the Ritva did this is because you can't keep Rashi the way it is. Because if you're going to have, let's say, bir chametz doesn't make sense after chatzos, and tikkun matzah doesn't make sense before chatzos. So he'd rather pick things that are a little bit, you know, letreach b'minyan matzah mor. It sounds like stam, preparation. I can hear you. You should be busy with the whole day before and after chatzos. So therefore, Zog to Ritva, he's learning, the Ritva is learning in Rashi that Rashi's reasons apply to before Chatzos and they apply to after Chatzos also. That's the way the Ritva learned Rashi.
He's also learning Rashi Daraisa.
Not Rashi, according to Yerushalmi, Daraisa.
No, he's saying he himself holds Daraisa. I mean, I didn't also Daraisa, right?
No one says also Daraisa. Elamad Dinasa just means it's not Minig anymore. It means after Chatzos is no longer Minhag territory. It's now Isser territory. What type of Isser? He's not saying what type of Isser it is. Could be the Reis, could be the Rabban. Not clear. Then when he gets to the Yerushalmi, then he injects the Machlokes Yerushalmi if in Yerushalmi it's the Reis or the Rabban. The Magen Mishnah has a Kash on Rashi. If you look at number 7, the Magen Mishnah, the Chos Yom Tov quotes our Rashi. Now that's not the Rashi we have. That's the Ritva's version of Rashi. Our Rashi is totally different words, but he goes with those words and he asks Akash, "Bekoshli, imkein erev chagasukas nami, hari yeshloi letreach besukasei." Frank the Magamish, I partially don't understand Rashi. If Rashi's whole reasoning is because you're busy with prep for Yom Tif, you're busy with prep on erev sukas also. Interesting kasha. Now we all know that homes are not nearly as busy on erev sukas as they are on erev pesach. It's just. Matthias. Erev Pesach is a very, very busy day in Erev Sukkot. It's not so busy. Yet the Magen Mishnah thinks that according to Rashi, Erev Sukkot should be as busy as Erev Pesach. Now again, if you read the end of our Rashi, it's Bechlal not a Kasha. The end of our Rashi told us the reason is because we want to start the Seder on time. There's no din that you want to start the Sukkot meal on time. There's no such din. Unless you make a Hekesh Tezvav, that you need to follow the same rules. I'm not aware of such a Hekesh. I met a fellow once on Sukkot buying a new broom. So I said, why are you buying a new broom? So I told him, you makish tezvav, just like for Pesach you have to buy new brooms, even though I don't think you have to do that either. You're buying a new broom for Sukkot also because you makish tezvav. Right? I don't think that's what the Hekesh goes for.
He briskly brought it in just to take it out also?
No, I think his wife told him to buy, that's why he bought it. You don't need a Hekesh for that, okay? So that's the Magen Mishnah's kasha. And for the Magen Mishnah, Elovadai Tam Yerushalmi Yikar. The Magen Mishnah is convinced that Rashi's reasoning is so flawed, so schwer to understand, you have to reject Rashi and go with the Magen Mishnah. So, what's the Magen Mishnah's kasha? Magen Mishnah's kasha is Erev Sukkot should be as busy as Erev Pesach. Now again, according to Yerushalmi, it's not a kasha. Because according to Yerushalmi, it's not about being busy. According to Yerushalmi, it's about bringing a carbon. There is no carbon brought on Erev Sukkot. No such carbon. There is a carbon brought on Erev Pesach. So according to Yerushalmi, this kasha is not a kasha. Frank the Magen Mishnah, but according to Rashi, Rashi keeps on talking about Pesach prey, the Pesach preparation. You have Sukkot's preparation. Why isn't it any different? Now,
I understand the question. The fact that there may be more things to do on Erev Pesach versus Sukkot doesn't mean that there aren't things to do on Erev Sukkot.
So that's the question. The question was, there enough prep to do on Erev Sukkot that we'd have...
It's a matter of time, but conceptually, there are things to do, right? Before every Yontif, there are things
right,
to
so
do.
So the argument I would make is that a lot of the stuff you need to do before Sukkot is either already done or can be done in Yontif. Again, building a Sukkot, we spoke about this once before. According to the Chayk Yaakov, building a Sukkot is a simple procedure. You just got to put up a couple walls and some schach. It's not as complicated as we make it. So it doesn't take so long. Lulav and Esrik, you bought it already. So you're checking it. I love when people come to the rabbi Sukkot morning to show him his Lulav and Esrik. It's too late now. You're supposed to bring it to him before Sukkot. Now you're already stuck with it. I mom don't understand why you bring it to the rabbi Sukkot morning before Davi. You hold up the whole shul because the rabbi can't start halal because you have to show him your Lulav. What's he supposed to tell you now? Now it's possible. What are you supposed to do now? It's too late. Okay. But the prep is very limited for Sukkot. But the Chayyim, the Kash is stronger. Which Rashi is the Magen Mishnah referring to? Rashi said that Rashi was talking about before Chatzos. Rashi wasn't talking about after Chatzos. Rashi was talking about before Chatzos. So you want to know about after Chatzos? Rashi never weighed in on such a question. So the Chayyim, you see from the Magen Mishnah, and it's before Shabbeinu David also, that they learned like the Ritva, that Rashi's reasoning was applicable for before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Rashi's reasoning of being caught up and being busy applies to before Chatzos as it does for after Chatzos. So Dr. Basha Weiss, where did they see that in Rashi? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi's only talking about before Chatzos.
Isn't it a Kal v'chomer? If he says you can't go to work before Chatzos...
But how do you know the reason? The reasons. Maybe Rashi will tell you, you're not allowed to go to work before Chatzos because you need to prepare for Pesach. And you're not allowed to go after Chatzos because of Yerushalmi. How do you know that Rashi's one consistent reason? That's the kasha. So says Dr. Basha Weiss, I'll prove it to you. Because if Rashi held like Tosfos, that before Chatzos is also because of prep, and after Chatzos is also because of the carbon, Rashi didn't need to come up with his first reason. Rashi could have learned very simple. The reason why you're not allowed to go after Chatzos is because of the carbon. You know why you're not allowed to go before? With Chayshish, you're going to get caught up at work and continue after Chatzos. Simple. Why did Rashi have to come up with this new creative reason? The reason why you're not allowed to go to work before Chatzos is because you're going to get caught up. Forget that. The reason why you're not allowed to go to work before Chatzos is because if you go into the office at 8 to leave at 1, you won't leave at 1. You'll leave at 4. And then if you're working past Chatzos, you're over in Israel. Simple. Why did Rashi have to come up with this whole cheshbon? Elamai Zokter Basha Weiss, you see that Rashi didn't agree. Rashi thought, I don't like taste versus pshat. I have my own reason to why you're not allowed to work both before and after, and it's all connected to Pesach preparation. That's the way Basha Weiss understood the Magen Mishnah and Rabbeinu David.
Usually it would be set up as a gander. Right?
Right? So that's his argument. Dr. Basha Weiss, if Rashi really believed in Taisvis, he didn't need to come up with this new creative reason. Let him just stick with the reason of Gzeira. Okay. We talked before about Rashi's Tikkun HaMatzos. What did Rashi mean by Tikkun HaMatzos? So I believe this Rashi's Rashi Shitasi brought down in a couple of places, not in Psachim, in other places. The Rashi Shita was that you're not allowed to use matzos for Lo Seder that were baked before Chatzos and Erev Pesach. The question is, where does that come from? So the way it comes from is that we know the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat matzah lel Pesach until Tzeisak Yechavim. Why is that? Because we're makish matzah to the Karban Pesach. Just like the Karban Pesach was not nechal until after Tzeis, so too matzah is not nechal after Tzeis. Zogt Rashi and many Ashkenazic Rishonim at that time, it's the same way you're not allowed to prep the Karban Pesach until after Chatzos, you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach until after Chatzos, you're not allowed to bake the matzahs until after Chatzos. That's where the whole chumrah of Erev Pesach and matzahs come from. It's taking the hekesh of the Gemara and adding to it. The problem is the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says it anywhere. The Gemara never says that the baking of the matzahs has to happen when you can bring the Karban Pesach. The Gemara says the eating. You're taking it another level. That's a chumrah. But the Rishonim held it as a me'ikar adin, not a chumrah. Me'ikar adin. Rashi and many of the Rishonim, both in the Litvish Rishonim, the Ashkenazic Rishonim, not the Sfardim. The Ashkenazic Rishonim in France and other places, they stuck to the guns that this is me'ikar hadin. You're not yaitza otherwise. Now, if that's true, so Rashi is beautiful. So Rashi, v'tikkun hamatzah, if you learn Rashi like the Ritva, Rashi is actually referencing before Chatzos and after Chatzos. The first part of Rashi, v'yishkach bir chomtzai, that's explaining why you're not allowed to work before Chatzos. U'shchitas ha-pesach v'tikkun matzah is explaining why you're not allowed to work after Chatzos. It's one reason. The reason why you're not allowed to go to work in Pesach is we're afraid you're not going to do what you need to do. What are the various things I need to do in Erev Pesach? Well, some things need to get done before Chatzos, and some things need to get done after Chatzos. So the before Chatzos things is Bir Chometz. The after Chatzos things are baking the matzah, not just opening the matzah boxes, baking the matzah, and preparing the Karban Pesach. So therefore, Rashi is very geschmack, if you don't like the Ritva, that Rashi is discussing both before and after Chatzos. It's one reason. The reason is we're afraid you're going to get caught up and not do what you need to do. Now, We all know.
The fact that there's no Korban Pesach.
So the fact there's no Korban Pesach, so that takes a little bit away. But you still have the matzah and you still have other Pesach prep. Oh, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Yeah, that's Aruch HaShulchan's argument. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan takes issue with. Aruch HaShulchan comes to defend. If you look very quickly over here, number 10, it's one of those things that Erev Pesach Matzah became a Chassidish thing. Only Chassidim are makbid on it. It's a Mefurish HaLoch on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes clearly, number 10, Semitof Nun Ches, Noi Hagim. It's a minug. Why is it a minug? Because we mentioned earlier, the Sfaradish Rishayim didn't buy into this as much as the other Rishayim. The Ashkenazi Rishayim didn't call it a minug. They called it Isser. You're not Yoitze Leil Seder Matzah that was not baked Erev Pesach at the Chatzais. So,
I mean, that you're not Yoitze at the Raisa because of a Chumra.
They hold that's part, they'll tell you that's part of the Drusha. The same way if you eat Matzah at 6 o'clock Erev Pesach, you're not Yoitze. Everyone agrees on, because we have a Hekish to compare eating Matzah to eating Erev Pesach. They say that's included in that Drusha. Although it's not brought down in the Gemara, they'll tell you it's included in the Drasha.
Right,
if you eat matzah at 6 o'clock, Leil Seder, you're not Yetzer. Too early.
Before
night time.
This is not Yomtiv. You're supposed to eat.
You make Tais Mami. You make Tais as Yomtiv. You're allowed to usher in Yomtiv earlier. Right? You can make early Pesach. Halavai, you can make early Pesach. It'll be a terrific concept. You make early Pesach, right? You're not allowed to make early Pesach. Why not? Because there's a din, you have to eat matzah after Tzitzik Kechavim. And if I don't, I'm not Yetzer. That's simple. You're not Yetzer. So, however the Gemara comes out with that, so the Rishayim just attached to that, not only the eating, but even the prep. That's the point of argument. But many Rishayim bought into this very, very heavily. But the Shulchan Aruch calls it a minog. Noyagim, there's a minog, shalai lolosh matzah mitzvah be'erev Pesach, you're not allowed to need the matzah for Pesach ad achashesh, until after 6 hours. Shuzman hakrovas karban Pesach. Now the problem is, there's Yushalmi, and there's a Tesefta that keeps on talking about matzah yeshana. Person has old matzah, is he allowed to use it? So it seems to be very clear you're allowed to use it. So the answer is yeah. You're allowed to use it on day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7. You can't eat a little Seder. It's not chametz, it's just not kosher for the Seder. The question is, what do you do if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? When do you bake the matzah?
You have Shema matzah from last year, you can't use it this year?
You could. That's fine.
What's matzah yishana?
Matzah yishana means, no, that's what the Yishalmi is discussing. Old matzah means it was baked before Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So some people say, no, it was baked last year Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's one of the answers they give. The matzah yishana kibbi was baked last year Erev Pesach, but it's old now because a year has passed. That's one pshat they give in matzah yishana. But what do you do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So in the times of Rishayim, they bake and this is what the Chassidim still do today, they bake it matzah Shabbos, which means they have to bake the matzah very late, and then they start to say they're very late. Not only that, in the times of Rishayim, they used to have to use the goyish ovens. And they'd have to get the goyim to give them a key to open the oven. There was only one problem. The goyim didn't work on Sunday, and they were machra. They didn't even work on Matzah Shabbos. So it was very hard to get an oven open just to be able to bake. They used to start the Seder very, very late in many of the communities because they were machra on this, and there was no other choice. Now we know if Shabbos is Erev Pesach, they brought the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. HaKorban's Korban Pesach was Doicha Shabbos. I don't think anyone's going to say they're baking matzahs on Erev Pesach at Doicha Shabbos. Yeah. You have to be big, have big shoulders to do that. So when did they bake the matzahs? So they baked the matzahs. The Shulchan Aruch says they baked the matzahs on Friday. Other Rishayim say they baked the matzah Shabbos. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is the biggest riot, that this halacha is not correct. If this halacha would be real, that you can only bake matzahs when you're able to bring a Korban Pesach, then you should be allowed to bake matzahs on Shabbos, Shechaliyah, Erev Pesach. Says the Vilna Gaon, we know it's not true. So this is one of the reasons why literature is never born into Erev Pesach matzahs, because of the Vilna Gaon. Now there's two pieces of Vilna Gaon. One is on his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, and one is in Ma'aser Rav. On his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say like it's a joke, it's a shtus. He just says, yeah, we're not machbit, but if you want to. In Ma'aser Rav, it's clear that the Vilna Gaon didn't. He did not buy into Erev Pesach matzahs. Why didn't he buy into it? Because he thought it's not true. Because if you're going to be honest about it, then you should have to bake the matzahs on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. Okay. The Ma'aser, the Mishnah Berurah is very bothered over here, number 11. Why no one's machbit on this? Why is no one machbit on Erev Pesach matzahs? Mechaber writes minog. That's good enough for most of us. We like to do what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Why does no one do it? So he says that he took him time, he researched it, and he found a very good reason. Every time you bake matzahs, there's always a chance that there's chametz in the matzahs. There's a chance. But usually matzahs are baked before Pesach, so you have bittel. So even if there be a shtickle chametz in there, it comes bottle. But Erev Pesach, achachatzos, you can't use bittel anymore. So talk to Mr. Brura, this is a chumrah, the osel de takala. This, I compare this to vaccinations. You give someone a vaccination, you take a healthy person, and you inject in them a little infection in them, a little virus, and you hope for the greater benefit. So what are you doing over here? You're taking matzahs, and you're putting a potential chametz in it, and you might be stuck with that chametz later. So it's just not worth it, Zakt, Mr. Brewer. It's not worth taking a chance. However, if you look at the last few words of Mr. Brewer, he writes, V'chein roi lasis. It's proper to get Erev Pesach matzis. Even though it's controversial, it's proper to get Erev Pesach matzis. The reason why Litvishes don't get Erev Pesach matzis is because they're always afraid of the chashash chametz. I had a fellow just told me yesterday, he said he was away and he found a fellow who had his own matzah, his own oven to bake Erev Pesach matzis. He invited him to come down. He baked beautiful matzahs at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mechudar, everything. He called up his rav. His rav said, don't touch those matzahs. I told the guy, he said, you should have done it. Take those matzahs, sell them, and make a profit. You don't need that job business. You can make a lot of money on these matzahs. His rav, his rav was a chosh of yid. He told him, absolutely not. Don't even touch those matzahs. Every year, someone brings me Erev Pesach matzahs, and I always give them back. I'm not interested. It's not worth it for me to eat the chashash. Because there's no bittel. You can't do bittel. On a Tuesday before Pesach, they bake the matzah and they make a mistake, the chametz becomes bottle. It's not a problem. Bottle.
Why? Because they made so much?
No, because chametz can become bottle. Just on Pesach, it can. On Pesach, it doesn't become bottle. Before Pesach, it is bottle. Right. So before Pesach, it's
that's another reason I guess why the Litvishes don't do it.
That's the reason why the Litvishes don't do it. And I quote over here number 12.
The reason was because of Erev Shabbos.
That's why the Vilna Gaon was against it. That's why the Vilna Gaon was against it. Sorry? The theory of why we don't do it? Because if you're going to bake it Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if there is a little chametz there, that chametz never, it doesn't become bottle. So if it does become bottle, you're eating chametz. Bottle on anything. Chametz on Pesach is not bottle. Because you're not. That's the beauty of bittel. Bittel makes it that you're not eating chametz. Bittel makes it not chametz. Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying. Because bittel in the equation versus everything else. So the Chazanish was makbid like this also. If you look at number 12, they quote from the Chazanish Moron. The Chazanish. That's on Pesach. On Pesach. That's the problem. That's what we're afraid of. No. The matzah was baked before Pesach. So it became bottled in the matzah factory. And now you eat it, that's okay. But if it's baked after Chatzos, it's too late. You cannot only. Right. So Zok the Chazanish, Moron the Chazanish, Loi offer matzahs bear Pesach. Not only wouldn't he bake Erev Pesach matzahs, Loi ochel matzahs bear Pesach. Chazanish also didn't eat Erev Pesach matzahs. But the Stipler did. The Stipler used to take visions of matzahs, and the Stipler used to eat Erev Pesach matzahs. Okay. It's a Shaila. I'm not here, you know. I'll tell you one thing. If you can find Erev Pesach matzahs, I would urge you to sell them, because you can make a nice profit. Forget about eating them for a second. You can make a... They go for a lot of money today.
Well,
can
you get Hanah from it?
Yeah, I think that's okay. That I'd be okay with.
That's the other guy.
I don't think so. I think it's okay. I think it's a chumrah. I'm really saying it's a chumrah. I really don't think it's awesome. I think you could do it. Again, you should know, if you ever have a chance, Erev Pesach, if you ever go down to a matzah bakery with the chassidim, it's a whole procedure. They go in there, they first go to the mikveh, they go in their big day Shabbos, they're wearing their strimals, they're baking in their strimals, it's a sight to see, and they're singing challah. They say, "Hal, it's a whole matzah. It's a whole party in the matzah bakery at Pesach HaChatzos." I'm sure the wives aren't so thrilled about it. I'm sure they have things that they can do.
No, they're happy to get them out of there.
I'm not sure. I don't know. That's why you can't go to work at Pesach HaChatzos. You're busy baking matzahs. I don't know. I'm not sure.
What?
It's a discussion. Okay. The Be'er Halacha over here writes something interesting. The Be'er Halacha says, "What's the practical nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos in this machlokes? Why are you not allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach HaChatzos? Is there any practical nafkamina?" So the Be'er Halacha says a very big practical nafkamina. What happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, are you allowed to go to work on Friday? Friday. So the Be'er Halacha depends. If you hold like Rashi, that's about Pesach prep. Well, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you're going to have to prep on Friday. So you can't go to work. You got to be busy prepping on Friday. But if it's like Tosfos, says the Be'er Halacha, that the whole prohibition is connected to the carbon. No one's bringing a carbon on Friday when Pesach is Matzah Shabbos. Says the Be'er Halacha, Halacha L'maisa. This is the Chafetz Chaim talking from Halacha L'maisa point of view. He says Halacha L'maisa, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, he thinks that since most Mepharshim go like Tosfos and not like Rashi, you would be allowed to go to work on Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos on Friday. So Rashi held you'd bake them on Matzah Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos.
The matzahs.
100%. The bigger pella on the Be'er Halacha is, and the Chik Yaakov points this out, is again, where did Rashi say anything about after Chatzos? Rashi, our whole Rashi, was just explaining before Chatzos. You wonder why you can't work after Chatzos? Maybe Rashi agrees to Tosfos. The reason why you're not allowed to work after Chatzos is because of the carbon. And on a Friday, when there is no carbon, there would be no Isser. The Chagakim says the Mamish doesn't understand why people say this. Why is everyone so convinced that Rashi agrees to Taisus? So we said, Rabbi Shabbai said a raya. We spoke about it. But Zakta Chagakim, he disagrees. He thinks we have no raya to what Rashi holds after Chatzis. All we know about Rashi is before Chatzis. So it could be, it's not even true. Could be even Rashi would agree to Taisus, and according to everyone, you would allow to work Erev Pesach Achar Chatzis when Friday and when Matzah Shabbos is the first night of the Seder. Okay, that was really just Rashi Shita. I really didn't want to talk about Rashi Shita. I really want to talk about Taisus and Shita. I think Taisus is the more lomdusha of the two Rishonim over here in the Sugya. So we'll put Rashi aside for now. Rashi's going to learn either because of you're busy, prep, all the other various pshatim in Rashi. Let's get back to Taisus for a little bit. Taisus talks about that the reason why you're not allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach is because you're bringing a carbon. So the question is, so what? So what you're bringing a carbon? As boss. So if you look at the Yushami the way we have it in Sefer, in Talmud Yushami Pesachim, Yushami reads like this. We'll start three lines in. He says,
what number?
This is number 15 on the second page. Why does it say in the Torah that there you should shech the carbon Pesach at night time? So it's not correct. It's not yashrus that you should be busy working while your carbon is being brought. This is what Tosfos got from Yerushalmi that you now do malach on Erev Pesach. These words, it's not right. And the other say it's a pasnisht, right? It's not right that you do malacha while your carbon is being brought. I will also malasa is malacha. We prohibited doing malacha during that time. Called the Tony Lahon, called Inchidavi Eloi Ayen Ubikurin, Ha'oimer Hare Alai Eitzim Lemizbeach, Vigizurim Lemarocha, also Behesbul Batayim, so malasa is malacha by Bir. This is what we say any day a person is bringing something to the Mizbeach, he's donating something to Shemayim. On such a day, he's not allowed to go to work, and he's not allowed to have Hespedim and Tainus.
So doesn't sound like a din d'oraisa.
Does not sound like a din d'oraisa, but right. One would have thought it's when you punk bring it, not when you could bring it. Good. Let's just read a little further. Amar Rav Yoina Ilon Tmidim Ukarbon Same Shall Call Yisrael Inon Im You Call Yisrael Oyinli Rishalayim Less Ksiv El Shalosh Pam Bashani Yerukos Chorcha. In fact, Yushami, what do you do with the carbon talmid? Every day we should all mass migrate to Yerushalayim, and doesn't say that in the Torah. Says Yushami, you call Yisrael Yeshim of Betalim, Voksiv Asafta Ganecha, Miyasav Lan Sadogan. If no one's going to go to work, who's going to fulfill the Pasuk of Asafta? Elo Sheskinu Anavim, Arishayim, Esrim, Va'arba, Mishmeres, Al Komishma, Mishma, Yoimid, Bishlam, Shakanav, Shavim, Shal Yisrael. Zok to Yushami, Taisus does not bring this down. Zok Yushami, no, we fixed it. We appointed Mamodis. What are Mamodis? The Gemara discusses this in the Mesech Tainis. We made, there were groups of Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael that were appointed every week to be their week to work in the Mesa Mikdash. And they, Taka, didn't go to work those days. They went to Yerushalayim, they spent the day in Yerushalayim, being the representation of us on behalf of our karma. Okay, beautiful. End of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi never explains why you're not allowed to go to work on a day that you're bringing a karma. Nothing is still explained. I just repeated the words of Yerushalmi. But Yerushalmi added two other restrictions. You're not allowed to have a hesped, and you're not allowed to have a tainus. Where does that come from? So the Chayra, it's a machlokes b'shem, how to learn this Yerushalmi. The Tosfos HaRashba and the Arzur learned the Yerushalmi is because it becomes a Yomtif. Although the Yerushalmi never says those words, never says the words Yomtif, they learn that a day you bring a carbon becomes a Yomtif. It's a Yomtif. That's why there's no Hesped V'tainis, and that's why there's no Malach, it's a Yomtif. So Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because you bring a carbon Pesach, that makes Erev Pesach after Chatzos into a Yomtif. Okay. That's one way of learning Pshat and the Yerushalmi.
By the way, they're talking about Yontif, not to do with Pesach, because Pesach, it's also Al Chodesh Nisan anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're talking about a case where you bring your own private carbon. There's only one problem. If this were to be Pshat and Yerushalmi, how does Ma'amodes fix the problem? If a day I bring a carbon becomes a Yomtif, so how does it help that you're going for me? So what? If I'm supposed to be there with my carbon because of Kedusha's Yomtif, how does it help because I sent Shluchim to my place? The other way to learn Yerushalmi is that that's not Pshat Yerushalmi. It's not a Yomtif. Ein Ebedin means it's not right. It's not right that on a day where I'm supposed to be bringing a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm somewhere else. It's pasnisht.
What's it got to do with Hesped?
That's a good kasha. That I don't have a good answer for yet. If that's the Pshat, then I don't see yet how you get around, so why is it an Isser Hesped V'tainis? Okay, I'm not sure. There might be Pshatin, but I think that's a good kasha. If you learn my Pshat and Yerushalmi, which many people learn like this, that the Isser is not because it's Yomtif, but the Isser is just because Eini Bedin, it's not right, then you have to come up with a Pshat, so why is Hesped V'tainis Asr? It's a very good kasha. But if you learn like me, so then Ma'amodes is beautiful. What's the problem? I'm not forgetting my carbon. I have a real shliach representing me. You know, it's not that I just send my carbon and I forget about it. I'm sending a delegation on behalf of my carbon, therefore it's mut. If you assume that this is the pshat, so we have two ways of understanding why malach and pesach is also because of the carbon. Either it's also because it becomes a yomtiv, or it's also because it's not right that you should do malacha when your carbon is being brought. The chayre, one could say there's an afkemina lahalacha, is there an isra amiru lanachri on erev pesach after chatzos? I want to sit at home. I don't want to do any malacha. I want to stay home and prepare for the Seder. But I'm delegating all day long. You do this, and you do that, and you build this, and you build that. All things that are amiru lanachri. Would that be allowed on Pesach? So it's machlokes rishonim. The Beis Yosef in number 18 and 19 brings down two shitas about whether or not that's permitted or not. We could say that that's kufa machlokes rishonim. If the Seder isra is because erev Pesach after chatzos bleib de yomtiv, there's an isra amiru lanachri and yomtiv. But if the isra is because it's ein ebedin, it's not right that you're not spending time with your carbon. I'm standing at the Beis HaMikdash. I'm on the phone. I can imagine that sight, but I'm on the phone telling all my workers what to do. I'm not working. I'm sitting at home in front of a safer learning, and I'm delegating. You do this, and you do that. I'm not taking off my mind from the carbon. So the chayyim, the machloikis, we shame to whether or not Amir Lenochi on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is mutter should be told in how you learn the Yerushalmi.
Yeah. Well, then it's a yomtiv. Why limit it to after Chatzos? Why want it the whole day?
Because the yomtiv is only because you can bring the carbon.
There are certain halachas in Old Kachin that start even in the morning.
But again, if you can't bring the carbon, so if the whole yomtiv is neveya from the carbon, so then it should only start as soon as you can bring the carbon. Now, just for us, just to make something halacha l'maisa over here, this is very negeya to getting haircuts. Shabiru Paskins, that one of the things that are deemed malach on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is getting haircuts and shaving. So everyone should really try to make it their business to get a haircut before Chatzos. Every single year, since I can remember, someone always called me after Chatzos, I forgot to get a haircut, I forgot to shave, what do I do now? Now, the reason why it's a more complicated challenge is because many people keep what's known as the first Sfira. So now, if they didn't shave before Pesach, they can't shave now all the way till Sfira Sa'imah. So the answer is you should try to find a nice Italian, non-Jewish barber and let him give you a haircut. Let him shave you. That's fine. Amir l'nachri z'mutter. If you can't find that, which in some communities is a little difficult, then the Paiskim are makel based on a Shach and Yerodeya, that you're allowed to even do it by yourself. But it's really not lechatchila. The best thing is to make sure you get your haircuts and even do laundry. If you were short on time a little bit, but on the third page, I bring a machlokes achrayim. What about doing laundry? Laundry is just pushing a button. Not much malach involved. So Rosh Shabbos kol chazim nesupik is it mutter? Rabbi Yashiv holds it's aser. Rabbi Yashiv holds you can't do a load of laundry erev Pesach after Chatzos.
But
I didn't know if he would be mutter. If you have a goyish cleaning lady, that would be mutter. If you want to bring your
dress,
I can't find one to come in her Pesach. I don't know. I'm trying to get one still. My wife is trying to get one still to come in her Pesach. Somehow she knows her Pesachs are hard and she doesn't want to show up. But that would be. They're both mutter. I didn't know it's mutter. The question is if you're going to do it, if you're going to put the laundry in yourself. So what? We're makel. No, I said what's not lechatzchila is to do it yourself. The haircut. The amir lenachi, we're makel amir lenachi. That's machlokes rishonim, but we're makel that you're allowed to do it. So that's something that's worth mentioning. That erev Pesach after Chatzos, you should try to be machmir. But the kasha is like this. We still didn't break down all the lumdus yet. If we look quickly at number 21, the Vilna Gaon in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch is coming to explain the mechaber. The mechaber brings down two shitas about amir lenachi erev Pesach after Chatzos. One shita says muta. One shita says aser. Zok the Vilna Gaon. Why is it aser? Number 21. Kimoi b'chol amoyed. That you're not allowed to do malacha and erev Pesach after Chatzos just like chol hamoed. What does chol hamoed have to do with anything? What's chol hamoed? What shaykh is a chol hamoed? The chayre, what he means to say is that it has some status of yomtiv. If the Yerushalmi, he should have quoted like the Yerushalmi. That the reason is because it's you bring the carbon. It doesn't mention anything about bringing a carbon. He says it's like chol hamoed. Chol hamoed means it's a yomtiv. Why is erev Pesach after Chatzos a yomtiv? So you could learn like the Yerushalmi. Because you bring a carbon, that becomes a yomtiv. It doesn't say that. But I think that's not pshat in the Vilna Gaon. If you look at number 24, there's an interesting halacha in the Rama. That's the status that we give it to, right? It would only be Dov Rabbi.
Do the same thing, point to him on Erev Pesach.
Which it is, halacha l'maisa. It is. Halacha l'maisa on the status of Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the exact same status as Chol Hamoed. Whatever you could on Chol Hamoed, you could do Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Whatever you can't, you can't. But listen to this Rama on Shulchan Aruch number 24 in Hilchas Avelos. The Rama is discussing someone who had Avelos before Pesach, and then Pesach is going to interrupt the Avelos. So the question is, when does that interruption begin? When does the Avelos end? Zog to Rama, ube Erev Pesach, moto b'chol, acha Chatzos. When Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, that's when the Avelos ends. Tehainu mizman, shchitas ha-Pesach ve'elach. Because that's the time when you bring the carbon Pesach and onwards. Therefore, all the dinim start Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Someone just told me on Shabbos from Rav Shechter, who quoted from Rav Schwab, that many people think that on Friday, it also ends after Chatzais, because of this Ramah. And Reb Schwab used to be daf go to people's homes like 3, 4 o'clock to be Menachem Avil later in the day to remind them it's not the Halach. This is only an Erev Pesach. This is not on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Friday, when someone is stopping Avelos for Shabbos, it does not start after Chatzais. The Avelos ends when you start to prepare for Shabbos. Not at Chatzais. Very few people I know stop preparing for Shabbos after Chatzais. So it's a mistake people make. They compare this halacha to that halacha. It's completely not true. Erev Pesach is unique.
Is that where these people get it also? I have certain people that stop working, period, every Erev Shabbos.
We spoke in the beginning of the show. That's not Chatzais. That's at Mincha. That's not a Chatzos. That's at Zman Mincha.
Shabbos.
Yeah, that's a Gemara. Number source 3, we spoke about it. Yeah. So Zogdiv and Lugin, what's Pshat in this Ramah? Now, if you had to say Pshat in this Ramah, why Erev Pesach after Chatzais you have to stop? So you would have thought, you shall me. You bring a korban, that's a raya, that's connected to Asiyas Malacha. Zoktiv will go nearer the choshev kimoy moyed. Because Erev Pesach after Chatzais is like a yomtiv. Where's it like a yomtiv? Dikra choshvu besoy chamayadim. Because the Torah counts Erev Pesach after Chatzais as a yomtiv. Zoktiv will go nothing to do to Yushalmi. Erev Pesach after Chatzais is a yomtiv. The Torah says it's a yomtiv. Where does the Torah say it's a yomtiv? So if you look at number 26, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says in Parshat Emor, Eile Moide Hashem Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Hashem Tikroisi B'may Adam. These are the Yom Tovim of Hashem. B'chodesh HaRishim B'arba Osa L'chodesh B'en Abayim Pesach L'Hashem. First of Pesach. When the Torah starts, what are the holidays? The first holiday is Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Zog Tovim L'goyim. The Torah says Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov on its own. It's not a Yom Tov because you bring a carbon. It's not a Yom Tov because of any other reason. It's because the Torah calls it a Yom Tov. End of story.
B'en
Abayim means after Chatzos. So talk to Vilna Goyin. The reason why the Avelos ends is because it's Yom Tov. That's the Vilna Goyin Lishitasoi. That's why there's an Isra Amil Anachri. Why is there an Isra Amil Anachri? Because it's a Yom Tov. Because the Torah says Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos is a Yom Tov. Therefore, there's an Isra Amil Anachri, and therefore there's an Isra Malacha.
So why don't we have all the other sort of Yom
Tov? So the answer is a different type of Yom Tov. It wasn't a Yom Tov. It was like a Cholamoy type of Yom Tov. That's what the Vilna Goyin meant when he said it's Kemoy B'Cholamoy. It's a Yom Tov like Cholamoy with varied restrictions and how to understand the restrictions.
Is there
a Amir or Nachmi and Cholamayt? I don't know. That's a good question. Is there an Issa Amir and Nachmi and I would assume, no, there is. There is an Issa Amir and Nachmi and there is, yeah, sure. So anything you can't do, you can't ask a to a Cholamayt.
You have to have all these reasons about preparing and all this other stuff. Just say it's just like,
So L'chayra Rashi clearly didn't buy into any of this. Right. So how did Rashi read the pasuk in the Torah? So you're going to have to say, I think it's a doichik, that Eilam Moed Hashem is not, B'chodesh HaRishon is not the first Yom Tov. B'chodesh HaRishon is telling you a fact, and the first Yom Tov starts with B'chamish HaSayoyim, is the first Yom Tov. So shtickle doichik in the psukim, but if you're going to get around, that's what you're going to have to say.
No, Rashi should go the other way. Rashi, now we can say, it's not going on after Chatzos, it's only on before Chatzos, and because Yom Tov is after, and you have to prepare before Chatzos.
One more time, according to Rashi,
everything is only
after Chatzos.
Before
Rashi in the Mishnah.
In the Mishnah, it's only before Chatzos.
Right.
So after Chatzos is because it's a Yom Tov. So before Chatzos.
You need a different reason.
Before Chatzos, I need to prepare.
That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua learns Rashi like that. Pnei Yeshua, in the beginning of the fourth parak, he learns Rashi like that. The Rashi agrees to all this that we're saying. Rashi was all before Chatzos, and after Chatzos, Rashi agrees to this lumnus. That's how the Pnei Yeshua Taka learns Rashi. But other than that, I would have learned Rashi never mentions it. Rashi doesn't hold of it. There's a chayra, an interesting nafkamina la halacha that Rabbi Yaakov Emden addresses that happened last night in most shuls. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wanted to know, should we say v'inoyam last night? What did they do here in the Young Israel? They said v'inoyam. You know, the reason why they said it is because Rabbi Henkin writes in Luach Ezra is tired to say it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says not to say it. So to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, how can you say v'inoyam? The rule of v'inoyam is if you have to get 6 full days of work, you don't have it. You're not allowed to work. You have Pesach after Chatzos. He writes Mefurish. If you look on page 3, he has a tshuva in Sheilas Yavetz. He writes Mefurish. You're not allowed to say, you don't say V'hinoyam on this year because since you're not allowed to get a full 6 days of work, you're not allowed to work Erev Pesach after Chatzos.
So then it's a riot on Friday's channel, you are allowed to work a full day.
That's a good point. So the answer is the reason why Yaakov Emden is not correct is because that means you're not allowed to do any malacha. Right, you're allowed to do certain malacha after Chatzos. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to bake. When we say you're not allowed to, when we say you have to have 6 days a week, it means you're not allowed to do any form of malacha. And that you don't have because you're allowed to do certain malachas and Erev Pesach Chatzos. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden Taka Paskins the halacha, you should not say v'inoyam last night, although that was not the widely accepted custom. If you just turn to page 3, the last page. That's what they talk about. That's what Sisal Yez has a whole tshuva about that. What happens if Purim falls out in the middle of the week?
Yeah.
That Sisal Yez has a tshuva he discusses both those days. Yeah, Havai. Yeah, that's those things. There are certain things that don't take a lot of time. When people get to skip it, they're so happy. Like, if you know, I hear Vihurachim takes a little longer. Vihinayim is mamish 2 minutes, but you get to skip a Vihinayim. You see people's faces, like, you know, you just gave them the greatest gift in the world, they get to skip Vihinayim. That's right. The whole thing maybe takes 2 minutes. There's two Geshmaka Rambams, which we're not going to have time to get into. I leave that for you to discuss at your Seder. See how well that goes over. Discuss these two Shvei Rambams. I think there might be a steer in the Rambam, and Hilchos Yom Tov to Rambam, and Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, to how the Rambam understood the Issa Malach on Erev Pesach. I think you could learn the Rambam one of two ways, and it might be able to be Miyasha, the Stira, to the Rambam, Menachos, Klei HaMikdash. But I want to get to the last three sources on the pages. What's the status of before Chatzis? We keep on talking about after Chatzis. What about before Chatzis? So I understand, after Chatzis, I have to follow Chol HaMoed. Right, after Chatzis, we're in Chol HaMoed mode. You have to ask yourself, whatever I'm allowed to do today, is a Chol HaMoed I'm allowed to do, and you have to decide based on that. What about before Chatzis? So we said before Chatzis is based on a minute. So the Ramah writes in number 32, Hago ul didon, for us Jews living in Krakow, makim shenogu shloi lasois, that we in Krakow, Poland, we don't do malacha Erev Pesach before Chatzis. That was the minig of the Ramah in the 1600s. V'davka malacha is gemur, so v'sham malacha tafilu minig lek. So the question is, what do we do today? If that was the minig for Ashkenazim Jews in the 1600s, does that mean that this is now the minig of the five towns and now the minig of other parts of communities? So the Mr. Brewer writes in number 33, not everyone agrees to this Ramah. Many places used to do malach up to chatzos. Everyone has to find out what the minig of this town is, what's the minig of each and every town of what they do. But the Aruch HaShulchan ends off with classic words from a Dayan who dealt with people. He writes at the end, he says halavai sheyafsiku melasis malacha bechatzos. So the Aruch HaShulchan, don't be so from. Remember, before Chatzis is a minuk. Okay? Safik minuk lakula. After Chatzis is Mekir Adin. So you want to start being makbid before Chatzis? Let's all be makbid after Chatzis, which is Mekir Adin also. And then we'll worry about the minogim afterwards. I don't think most places are noig before Chatzis, but after Chatzis is Mekir Adin. According to Taisvis, this is a deraisa. So it's a serious prohibition. Putting all the lumdus aside, you could debate that, but at the end of the day, it's a serious prohibition that we should try to be careful in what the malacha we do, Erev Pesach, after Chatzis. Okay.